Last weekend, one of our panelists on the program was Matt Bennett. He's at TGM in Windsor, Illinois, and he's here this afternoon to talk about the cash grain market. Hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, Todd?
Oh, I'm very well. When we talked with you and the panelists last week, everybody was protective. I don't know that you were bearish the market, but protective of the high prices. Looks like a good thing at this point. What did you make of this market today, and what's happening in the cash market?
Well, you know, whenever you looked at this market today, I think if you would have told somebody that crude oil is going to be trading down $9 or $10 and the corn market wasn't going to be locked down the limit, they would have said you were a liar. So I was amazed that corn actually held up the way that it did today, but I think there's definitely some red flags out there right now, a lot more uncertainties maybe than what we had a week ago. And, you know, I was protective because of great prices that we had, and we still have good prices out here, but, you know, I think we're protective for a reason, and I think we're seeing some of that play out this week.
What do you see in basis hold and new crop both?
Well, basis is holding together okay. I think, you know, one thing that we're finding, and there are several different processors that, you know, are having a hard time maybe originating as much corn as what they need to. And so basis levels in certain places are staying pretty strong. As far as new crop goes, I haven't really seen a whole lot of fluctuation there. I think the one thing that most guys know can happen, especially regionally, is that there's going to be a really hot basis. You know, whenever we get into the first part of harvest, hopefully we'll be able to get some stuff early September, especially with a fairly tight carryout.
You know, the basis parts that you were talking about where people are having a tough time originating, and are those in areas at this point that had a really, or definitely had a short crop last year?
I don't know if that's the case so much. I think where you have especially a higher concentration of maybe ethanol plants or an ethanol plant fairly close to a river facility, you know, there's definitely a little bit of shortages here and there. Most of the guys in that particular area have been cleaned out, so there's not a lot of corn still out there on the farm as we speak. And, you know, the elevator ownership of what we have in our warehouse is extremely high. So, you know, there's not a lot of farmer ownership out there.
And very quickly, your bids for the day, if you have them.
Yeah, my cash bid on corn would be 691, fall 617, cash beans 1310, and fall beans 1270.
Hey, thanks so much, Matt.
Thank you, Todd.
Matt Bennett is with TGM. He's at their Windsor, Illinois facility. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report on a Thursday afternoon. Back in 2 minutes with the agricultural weather forecast.